Welcome back. 3:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And at this time every Tuesday afternoon, we like to check in with Jim Robbins, Washington Times senior editorial writer. It's time for the Robbins Report. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Andy.
Romney's laugh lines. You're saying that he's got to have some lines. He has to be able to deliver a few laughs tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, you know, thinking in the debates and how the Democrats will probably portray him as some kind of, you know, square, clean-cut, 1950s throwback kind of guy, you know, with no sense of humor, he's got to figure out a way to blunt that and show his human side. And Ronald Reagan was very good at that, kind of turning back comments about him being, you know, kind of this uptight guy, and he could always charm people with a little smile and a little comeback, so... It'd be good if Romney can do that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he can. You know, some people can pull it off, and others
can do it. But you know, if all Mitt Romney does tomorrow night is just be like the fact checker of the Obama administration, then it's probably not going to work very well.
Yeah, hopefully he read the column. You know, he can take some of these into consideration. Obama's campaign is so green it runs on recycled promises. That's very good. And, you know, make reference to the, you talked about Ronald Reagan, but the one that stands out was the little quip about the youth and inexperience of Walter Mondale. Remember that?
Yeah, that was just a classic, and it completely put to rest the whole age issue in the 1984 election. So,
yeah.
You know, one comment can change things.
Yeah. I look forward to tomorrow night. I really do. I think that could turn out to be very, very interesting, especially if they get off of the economy issue a little bit, because I know that's the primary focus tomorrow evening, but I'm sort of hoping they get into, you know, maybe some foreign policy a little bit.
Well, I think they'll probably get into foreign policy. It's hard to avoid these days with the Mideast in flames, you know, the whole Benghazi scandal, and it would just be hard to avoid all that.
Yeah, I just saw a blurb come across Fox TV a little while ago, Fox News, saying that now the State Department is launching a full-scale internal investigation into the attacks in Benghazi. And now, of course, two House Republicans say they've been informed by whistleblowers that the consulate in Benghazi was attacked or threatened 13 times before the incident 3 weeks ago.
Well, we reported in the Washington Times about an attack that took place back in July when Al-Qaeda affiliates actually bombed our consulate in Benghazi, coincident with the first trip of the ambassador to that area. So he had been targeted before. But with respect to the State Department report, yeah, we'll look forward to hearing all about it the day after Election Day.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's absolutely true. And believe me, that's when we'll find out if we ever find out
right.
What happened in the investigation. All right, Obama's red line fever. This was interesting because this is based on Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before the UN last week when he actually did draw a red line.
Well, the point of this is that people look at things like that as maybe encouraging conflict, but the point of that kind of dissuasion is to prevent conflict. By letting the Iranians know that there's a line that they cannot cross, it hopefully will get into their decision matrix. But when the President of the United States just hems and haws and gives conflicting signals and things like that, it only encourages the Iranians. So really, I mean, Prime Minister Netanyahu's approach, where it doesn't matter where you draw the red line either, but that is the approach you have to take to say that there will be certain consequences for specific action.
Yeah. I'm going to move on to something else, and that deals with illegals and Border Patrol agents. Two U.S. Border Patrol agents were shot, one fatally, in an area south of Arizona known as a major drug smuggling corridor. It's rather disturbing. We haven't heard of that in a while.
Yeah, it is disturbing, and there are a lot of bad things that go on down there that aren't really reported very well. I think this is something else the administration would like to duck. Also, the Fast and Furious investigation, particularly the one that Univision was undertaking, because you know we all know the Hispanic vote is going Mr. Obama's way, but it's Univision that is really coming out with the information about how bad this program was, how it was abused, and how it has hurt us and hurt our Border Patrol people and just been a mess.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yesterday I had a story about Jerry Brown in California signing off on allowing illegal immigrants, young illegal immigrants, to get driver's licenses. And Mitt Romney has actually gotten into the whole illegal immigrant issue by saying he would not deport young illegals who are allowed to stay in the United States through the president's executive order. And I'm sort of surprised that he commented on that.
Yeah, he probably would have best left that one alone. But the problem with the driver's license thing, other than the fact that it gives illegals more ways to prove that they should stay in the country, but it's a national security risk, because those laws were tightened up after the 9/11 attacks, when it was found that loopholes like that were what allowed the terrorists to gain a foothold here. So now, I mean, other than just the illegal immigrant issue, it's a very bad national security situation.
Yeah. 10 quotes that haunt President Obama. I know that you had this up on your Facebook page, and this is something that comes from Politico, but it's right on target. Some of the quotes that have come back to bite President Obama over the past, going on 4 years.
Well, yeah, you know, for the world's greatest orator, he has said some things recently that have hurt him, but I really don't think you can do better than the "you didn't build that."
Yeah.
I mean, that was just so profound in its impact, and people said it was taken out of context and things, but it wasn't taken out of context. He fully believes that the government is the source of our national wealth, and he is just so wrong on that.
Yeah. And finally today, I know you're working on a piece possibly for tomorrow's paper, Obama's Gender Gap, Real Men Don't Vote for Male Eye Candy. This in response to the View appearance last week by the president?
Well, yeah, partly that. I mean, that was kind of the jokey side of it. But the fact is that the storyline with, you know, who votes for whom is always Romney's problem with women.
Yeah.
But the other side is also true. President Obama is not attracting votes for men, you know, to the same degree. So why is the gender gap always pitched as a woman's issue problem? Why isn't it a men's issue problem? You know, why isn't it Mr. Obama's, you know, he should be out there talking about guns and football and bacon and, you know, important men's issues like that.
You know, I have been, for the past 2 days, dealing with the story of the liberal media and how they're so far in the tank, and the polling information coming out over the past couple of days, all in the tank for the incumbent president. Nothing comes as a surprise to me anymore in this business.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. There was something about this Washington Post poll that showed Mr. Obama with this, like, huge, it was like 10-point, 13-point lead. But then one of the bloggers over at the Post itself pointed out that, yeah, the margin of error on that battleground poll was like 8-12% or something like that. Okay, fine. So it could be neck and neck. It could be 20 points. Who knows?
Yeah. One of my favorites was Chuck Todd, though, coming out a couple of months back and saying, we have to admit we skewed a little heavy with the Democrats in this poll. Really?
Well, all of these polls have assumptions that show that the turnout for the Democratic side is going to be even greater than it was in 2008 in the midst of Obama mania. And, you know, if you believe that one, well, then great.
Yeah, good for you. We got some land we want to sell you in a swamp down in Florida. All right, Jim, listen, have a great week. Thanks for joining me. We'll do it next Tuesday.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Jim Robbins, Washington Times senior editorial writer with the Robbins Report. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.